Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 4. Prayer power. Interceding for others. Our memory text for this week, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Sunday, a cosmic struggle. In the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation, we find in chapter 12 an interesting picture. It's as if a curtain is lifted and you can see behind what is behind the scenes. We see that there is a war going on in heaven. Read in verse 7, and there was war in heaven. I remember a Bible study in a home circle. When we read this verse, there was war in heaven, one member of this circle said, I think there must be a mistake. In heaven, there is no war. It's an interesting aspect. Yes, there's no war anymore in heaven. But there was war in heaven long before. There, a war started. And we find out that the war is between Christ and his angels and the devil and his angels. And in the end, Jesus had the victory. He was the winner. And the great dragon, verse 9, was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So this war went on. It wasn't finished yet. So it still goes on, and it goes on our planet, the planet we live on. And that's our problem, isn't it? Because the great war between good and evil is here, and it's a war between the devil and Christ, and the object are we humans, you and me. Whom do we believe? Whom do we trust? And when you continue in this chapter, we read in verse 12, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Because the devil has gone. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. That's the cosmic struggle between good and evil, between the father of love and the father of lies. Whom do we trust? Whom do we trust? The devil promises everything. He's a liar. And our Father in heaven, he tells you, not everything what you could do is good for you. Take care. Be wise. And if we listen to him, we will not fall into the traps the devil has made for us. We need wisdom and the Spirit from above.